The following is an original production of Radio Sydney.
Wow, have we got a great show for you this week, because we're going to be featuring one of the other guys, the Presidents, a band from Surrey who began life as the Congressman. But rather than me tell you about the band, I am so pleased to be able to introduce a founding member of the Presidents, guitarist and vocalist, Robin Mayhew. Robin, welcome to What About Us, and thank you for taking the time to visit. So Robin, tell us first a little bit about the origins of the band and how you guys came together and who were the founding members.
Hello Bruce, thanks for having me on. Let's hope I can put some things together for you. I was at school with Glyn Johns and Martin Johnson, and I really got hooked on Lonnie Donegan and that sort of thing. I bought myself a guitar, and Glyn and I would strum away and we'd sing a few songs. We'd all get together in what was called the Tunnel Gang in Nonsuch Park. There were a whole bunch of us there, school kids and all the rest of it. And in those early days, there was also a guy, Phil Cunliffe, in that gang. And I eventually bought myself an electric guitar, but I had no amplifier. But I had another friend, Ken Headley, who did. Anyway, I got an invite from Phil Cunliffe and Colin Golding and Pat Lavelle to join them in Sutton to have a rehearsal for an idea for creating a new band. So Ken said he'd come with me because he had the amplifier. So the founding members were Phil Cunliffe, Colin Golding, Pat Lavelle, Ken Headley, and myself.
All right. Leading off this set is a great, great tune, and I have to say, to my old ears, this has a very Rolling Stones feel about it, and I just love your treatment of the old T-Bone Walker tune, Stormy Monday, which was originally called Call It Stormy Monday when he did it back in 1947. And it's leading off our first of three in a row on this President's Special here on What About Us.
Thank you. delivery, baby. Lord, everything has been bad. Yeah, since you left me, baby, everything's been bad. It's the only love I've ever had.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift. Well, Annie's been working on the midnight shift. If Annie puts a hat up on her head, paints them lips up bright, bright red. Where's that dress that fits real tight? Start staying out till the middle of the night. Says that a friend, give her a lift. Why, Anna's been working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little strange, start spending your money on brand new things. Tells you that she wants to use your car, never explains what she wants it for. Brother, and this ain't no is. Why, Anna's been working on a midnight shift. Sun comes up, you look at old Annie and she looks kind of rough. You tell her, honey, get out of that bed. She says, leave me alone, I'm just about dead. Brother, and this ain't no is. Well, Annie's been working on the midnight shift. Got a good mama that's staying at home. You better enjoy life, cause it won't last long. When you think everything's alright, she starts flitting round in the middle of the night. Brother, and this ain't no ifs, cause Anna's been working on a midnight shift.
She's my baby, be-bop-a-lula. I don't mean maybe, be-bop-a-lula. She's my baby, be-bop-a-lula. I don't mean maybe, be-bop-a-lula. She is my baby love, my baby love, baby love. Well, she's the girl in the red blue jeans. She's the queen over all the teens. She's the woman, man, that I adore. She's the woman that loves me more, yeah. Be-bop-a-lula, she's my baby. Be-bop-a-lula, I don't mean maybe. Be-bop-a-lula, she is my baby love, my baby love, my baby.
Let's rock it now.
That's got that beat. She's the woman with the flying feet. She's the woman, man, that I adore. She's the woman that loves me more, yeah. Be-bop-a-lula, she's my baby. Be-bop-a-lula, I don't mean maybe. Be-bop-a-lula, she is my baby love, my baby love, my baby.
And rock it again.
Well,
She's my baby, Bebopalula. I don't mean maybe, Bebopalula. She's my baby, Bebopalula. I don't mean maybe, Bebopalula. She is my baby love, my baby love, my baby love. Yeah.
What a great trio of tunes there, and a decidedly 50s rock and roll influence with Buddy Holly's Midnight Shift and, of course, Gene Vincent's Bebopalula, which has been covered by so many artists. Robin, who was doing the lead vocals on those tracks?
Yes, Stormy Monday, that's Rick Tyrrell. He took over from Martin Johnson. Martin went to join the RAF. His dad said he must do something sensible. So Rick Tyrrell, who was also at the same school as us originally, came in. He sung Stormy Monday. And I sung The Midnight Shift and Bebopalula. And that's how it all started.
Robin, how did the group decide on which songs would make it into the set lists? You know, When I played, I can remember practicing songs that never got played, but I'm not sure why. One of the reasons I was interested about this with the Presidents is because in our next set, we've got some tunes that show, I think, the band's great diversity, and which I think are from opposite ends of the musical spectrum compared to the opening numbers. Can you tell us something about Bobby Darin's Things, which will lead off the next set?
There were so many different songs coming in from the States by different artists, different feel to things, rock and roll, blues, all this type of thing. So it was difficult to choose which numbers to do. So we didn't really know. We just, this sounded good, that sounded good, so we decided to do it. Like Things, Bobby Darin's Things. Rick Tyrrell sings it. And Colin Golding and Rick's girlfriend, Di and Jill, they did the vocal backing, the, you know, Things, which was very, Glenn loved it because it was his first chance of having backing singers on a production, so it all worked well. But we had such a variety of songs, which was probably great, and people were interested in us because of that.
Every night I sit here by my window, staring out the lonely avenue, watching lovers holding hands and laughing, and thinking about things we used to do, like a walk in the park, like a kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride. What about night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now, just thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to, and heartaches are the friends I'm talking to. And if I'm not thinking of just how much I love you, then I'm thinking about things we used to do.
Think about things.
Like a walk in the park, like a kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride. What about night we cried things, like a lover's vow thing, if we don't do now, just think about things we used to do. I still can hear the jukebox softly playing, and the face I see each day belongs to you. Well, there's not a single sound, and there's nobody else around. It's just me thinking all the things we used to do. Like a walk in the park, kissing the dog, like a sailboat ride. What about night we cried things, like a lover's vow thing, if we don't do now, just think about the things we used to do. Oh, heartaches are the friends I'm talking to, staring at the lonely.
Bob, you, Bob, everybody loves you, Bob. A, Bob, B, Bob, Rob, Bob. Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo, five and two, eyes blue. Oh, what those five feet can do, has anybody seen? My
my girl. Ooh, she got a turn of nose, turning over the flat foot. Yes, sir, one of those has anybody seen my girl? Ooh, if you run into the 5 or 2, I'm covered in fur. She got a gun, a ring, and everything. I bet your life it isn't her. Could she do? Could she do? Could she? Could she? Could she? Who has anybody seen my girl? Your life, it isn't her. Could she build? Could she go? Could she? Could she? Could she go? Has anybody seen my girl? Ooh, if you run into a 5 or 2 all covered in fur, she got a diamond ring and everything. I bet your life, it isn't her. Could she build? Could she go? Could she? Could she? Could she go? Has anybody seen my Rob, Bob, you Bob? She's my Bob, but too Bob. Has anybody seen my girl? Said, has anybody seen my girl?
Last night I took a walk in the dark, a swinging place called Palisade Park. I had to stop to see what I could see. Shoot the shoot. The girl I sat beside was awful cute, and when we stopped she was holding hands with me. My heart was flying up like a rocket ship, down like a roller coaster, in like the shoot, round like a merry-go-round. We made a date at the hot dog stand, we danced around to a rocking band, and when we stopped I gave that girl a hug.
A 1962 sandwich there with Gene Austin's 1926 tune, 5 Foot Two, dropped in between Things, a number 3 hit for Bobby Darin in the summer of 62, and Freddie Cannon's Palisade Park, also a number 3 hit for him that year. Robin, who was it that was doing the keyboards on that last tune?
Johnny Stiles, great keyboard player, and also he's on Candyman. We had him in the band for about a year, but then Johnny decided to move on because we weren't getting anywhere, but... good fun when we're all together.
You mentioned Johnny moving on. Lots of bands often went through personnel changes. I mean, even the Beatles and the Rolling Stones did. And the reasons came from a variety of places. Guys didn't want to turn professional, or they didn't like the musical direction the band was going in, and a host of others. And the Presidents were not immune. I mean, you guys went through some personnel changes, yeah?
Yes, in 1962, Rick Tyrrell had taken over on vocals from Martin Johnson. I took over on lead guitar because Ken had gone, and Tony Finch came in on rhythm guitar. Phil had gone to Canada to join you, probably. And we had a new drummer who had been who was a friend of Colin Golding, bass player. Eddie Patterson came in. And with that lineup, we did do one Battle of the Beats in a place called Surbiton. And we won. Colin won best bass player, I won best lead guitar, and Ricky Tyrrell won best vocalist. But we didn't win best band. So there we go. Never mind. it was a step in the right direction.
You know, I really have to say I struggle with that. I mean, you've got the best vocalist, the best lead guitarist, and the best bass player, but you weren't the best band. I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on your drummer, I would think. Now, you guys opened for a number of groups and enjoyed a residency at the Red Lion. Tell us about some of the acts you appeared with.
Yeah, we were so lucky playing all the clubs around South London. We got to support like Georgie Flame and the Blue Flames, the Animals, the Fortunes, and the Rolling Stones, of course, who we had been friends with before they made it. They begged us to play at our club at the Red Lion, which was, you know, and a year later we're supporting them at the Epsom Baths and they've cracked it, but we still haven't. But there we go. Some wonderful times.
All right. Once again, Robin, we've got some great examples of how diverse you guys were. And we're going to kick off this next set with a tune from The King. You're Right, I'm Left, She's Gone. A bit of trivia on that tune. That was actually, the melody from that was taken from a Campbell's Soup commercial.
Well, you're right, I'm left, she's gone. Hey, you're right, I'm left all alone. You try to tell me so, but how was I to know that she was not the one for me? You told me all along. You're right, our love was wrong. But now I've changed my mind and broke the ties that bind. And now that she never cared for me, well, I thought I knew just what she'd do. I guess I'm not so smart. Well, you try to tell me all along, you only break my heart. You're right, I'm left, she's gone. You're right, I'm left all alone. She's gone and know not where, but now I just don't care, for now I have fallen for you. Gone. You're right, I'm left all alone. Well, you try to tell me so, but how was I to know that she was not the one for me? Thought I knew just what you do, guess I'm not so smart. Well, you try to tell me all along, you only break my heart. Well, you're right, I'm left, she's gone. Oh, you're right, I'm left all alone. She's gone, I know not where, but now I just don't care, for now I've fallen for you.
Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear. Now you go. Blue days, black nights, my heart keeps on calling for you, dear, and you alone. Memories of you make me sob. I give you reason to doubt me, yeah, but now you're gone. And I'm left here alone with blue memories. I think of you. Didn't realize I would miss you the way I do. Now, somehow, I know it all will pay for the times I have made you blue. memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me, but now you're gone, and I am left here all alone with blue memories. I think of you. Well, I tried everything to get along with you. Now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying, gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gonna leave. Don't need your loving daddy, yes, someday. Well, then you're gonna be sorry, treated me this way. Oh, please, don't let sun look good gone down. Yeah, please, don't let sun look good gone down. Don't that old moon look lonesome when your baby's not around. Let's milk it now. Tried everything to get along with you. Now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying, gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gonna leave. Don't need your loving daddy, yes, someday. Well, then you're gonna be sorry, treated me this way. She's so hard ruling, my babe. Cute little thing, my babe. Well, my babe, she don't stand a kissing, my babe. My babe, she don't stand a kissing, my baby. Well, my babe, she don't stand a kissing. Just when I'm the one she's kissing, my babe. Cute little thing, my babe. And my babe. I know she loves me, my babe. My babe, I know she loves me, my baby. Well, my babe, I know she loves me. She just sits around and kiss and hug me, my babe. Cute little thing, my babe.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Sits around, she's so hard ruling, my babe. Cute little thing, my babe.
Well, my babe, cute little thing, my baby.
Wow. Even with the diversity in your guys' set list, I think it's pretty clear there was a strong blues influence, if that set's anything to go by. I really liked your treatment of Buddy Holly's 1956 single Blue Days, Black Nights. A great, great tune. Who was handling the vocals in that set, Robin?
Yeah, the singers on Your Right, I'm Left, She's Gone, that's Martin Johnson. I'm singing Blue Days, Black Nights. Martin Johnson is Milk Cow Blues, and also Martin sings My Babe.
I've mentioned the diversity in the President's repertoire, and there's actually a few instrumentals that you guys recorded in these sessions, and one of them was a tune from England's biggest instrumental stars, The Shadows, who, of course, as you know, began life as The Drifters back in Cliff Richard in the 50s. Those guys first hit the charts in their own right around the summer of 1960, and they were a pretty big influence on many of the up-and-coming musicians of the period. Were you guys fans of The Shadows?
I can't say we were real fans of The Shadows, but they were extremely popular at the time, and Ken would play. But African Waltz was really more Ken's style. And the late Ken, bless him, he wrote this wonderful track called Slide Rule, which I hope you can fit in at some point, because it shows just the way his mind was thinking at that time.
Well, we can definitely fit that in, Rob. And Slide Rule, it's a great haunting instrumental. And it's our first of two instrumentals.
Grandma, what's two and two?
Just a minute, I'll go get my slide rule.
Thank you.
we had The Presidents with Man of Mystery, and that was a number 5 hit for The Shadows, along with an original tune, Slide Rule, written by the group's original lead guitarist, Ken Headley. This next tune, Talking About You, written by Chuck Berry, was recorded by so many artists, including the Rolling Stones. Now, I should mention, this is a different tune than the one of the same title written by Ray Charles, which was also recorded by many artists, like the Animals. Once again, Robin, we're back into the roots of rock with Talking About You and the Crickets tune, which was actually titled Don't You Know. Again, are we seeing some pretty big influences here?
Yeah, over here in the UK, the big driving force that kicked everyone off, of course, was Lonnie Donegan strumming guitar and doing skiffle. And then all this rock and roll came in from Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Jerry Lewis, The Ventures, that sort of music. But earlier, even then, I was thinking of things like The Crew Cuts and Ricky Nelson. They were all fantastic things. The Everly Brothers, those harmonies and that sort of thing. And over all of this, there was like a blues trend. Some of the more remote artists like Charlie Rich and things were coming in. And it made us really want to do something, but we never wrote our own stuff, which was the big mistake. I don't know why, but we all had a thoroughly good time. It was a wonderful experience, something I'd never, never miss. It was wonderful.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. I see her walking down an old-time street. Yeah, she's so fine, Lord, I wish she was mine, cause I could choke up every time we meet, just talking about you. Oh, nobody but you. Come on, give me a cue. Just trying to get a message to you. Let me tell you about a girl I know. I say, honey, why she looks so good. She got so much skill and such a beautiful girl. Yeah, she ought to be in Hollywood. Just talking about you. Nobody but you. Oh, yes, I do mean you. I want to get a message to you. If she'd someday wanna be my bride, talking about you. Nobody but you. Oh, come on, give me a cue. They're just trying to get a message to you.
Don't you know my love's so true? Don't you know that I feel blue without you, baby? Don't you know I feel so bad? Don't you know my heart is sad? Don't you know I can't be glad without you, baby? Every day and night I pray for a love to come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and feel the wonder of her charms. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I'll never let you go? Don't you know I love you, baby? Don't you know? For a love to come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and feel the wonder of her charms. Don't you know I love you? Don't you know my love's so true? Don't you know that I feel blue without you, baby? Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I'll never let you go? Don't you know I love you, baby? Don't you know? Don't you know? yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different spin on the Barrett Strong classic Money to close out that trio of great tunes there from our special on the Presidents, the Glenn Johns Sessions, with our special guest, guitarist and vocalist Robin Mayhew, here on the Peninsula Station, Radio Sydney.
Probably the best radio station in the world.
Well, I suspect that depends on who you talk to. Some of you may remember quite a while back here on What About Us, we had a head-to-head battle with the Presidents going up against an established recording band, Brian Poole and the Tremolos, where we played the Presidents' version of Candyman against Poole's version, and the votes came out in favor of the Presidents' take on that tune. Robin, tell us how it came to be that the Presidents and Brian Poole and the Tremolos recorded the same song for the same label at around the same time.
When Glenn heard our version of Candyman, he had us straight up into the studio to record it. And he took it to Decca, and they signed us immediately with a photo shoot and everything. It was fantastic. And then, unbeknown to us, they played it to their top band of the day, Brian Poole and the Tremolos, who loved it and also cut it and released it simultaneously with our release, forcing us to release ours as a B-side, which was very sad, so sad that Rick Tyrrell left the band, Tony Finch left the band. We enlisted a new guitarist, a friend of the drummer Eddie's, called Martin Cowton. And my old schoolmate Eric Archer joined on trombone and harmonica to help us out. And we carried on.
That must have been pretty devastating. I can't even imagine what that must have been like. But next up, we're going to play the President's Decca single, starting with the A-side, which was Let the Sunshine In, and what should have been their A-side debut, Candyman.
The year 1964.
Well, I'm kind of blue, I am.
I am.
I'm hurting too, I am.
I am.
Just crying over you, I am. Well, don't you know that? Well,
I blues and sleep at night. That's right, I've lost my appetite. That's right, say, you got me wrong, that's right. Let that sunshine in, come over right away. Let that sunshine in, come on and brighten up my day. Chase those clouds away, let the sunshine in. I'm losing sleep at night.
That's right.
I've lost my appetite.
That's right.
See, you got me wrong, that's right. Let that sunshine in, come over right away. Let that sunshine in, come on and brighten up my day. Get those clouds away, let the sunshine in. Right now.
Come on, baby, let me take you by the hand. Yeah, that sweet thing. Oh, let me take you by the hand. Oh, come to me and let me be all your own candy, your candy, your candy man. Yeah, baby, love your honey loving ways. Yeah, sweet thing, I love your honey loving, your honey loving ways. Oh, yeah, just come to me. Your candy, your candy man. Give me candy kisses every single night. Oh, candy, oh, candy, I'm a candy man. Yours come to me, oh, let me be. All along, candy, your candy man. Candyman.
Well, you know, I think there's little doubt as to which of those two tunes should have been the A-side. And I have to say, I do think the President's version of Candyman, which I thought was much, much better than the Brian Poole and the Tremolos version, has a very decided Rolling Stones sound to it. A great, great tune. And now, as you've come to expect, something you're only going to hear on What About Us. from The President's guitarist vocalist Robin Mayhew. It's a great clip of The President's live at the Oldfield Hotel in 1965, doing a tune that usually has the sax in it, but these guys pull it off pretty nicely. Robin, tell us a little bit about how this recording came about.
Woolly Bully was recorded at the Oldfields Hotel in Middlesex, Greenford in Middlesex, just west of London. And we played there regularly, probably once a fortnight. And it was always a great show. And Tony's brother, Robert, Tony Busson, the bass player, his brother, Robert, had built a tape machine and brought it along and put a microphone on top of a dysfunctional piano that was there and recorded the set, which, and now all of us members have a copy of that CD. Absolutely brilliant to have. But let's see what happens. I still might be able to do something myself. Cheers.
It's funny, you mentioned bassist Tony Busson. Hearing his name took me back to the day that I first met you and Tony. You remember you picked me up at the train station and we went to the pub for 10 or 12 pints. And I learned all about the President's. I even remember the snoring dog. But sadly, of course, Tony's no longer with us. We lost him this past year. When the band finally packed it in, Robin, you enjoyed a lengthy career in the music business. Tell us about that.
When we'd heard nothing from Decker about, he said, yeah. Wasn't long after that we folded the band up. We'd had enough of it. We were just a covers band and not getting anywhere. I got married. I went to South Africa. Didn't stay there very long because of apartheid. Couldn't stand it. Came back with no job. Then ended up doing all the sound for David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust project, which was a wonderful experience as I saw David Bowie achieve his ambition and become a megastar. fabulous thing for my own sound company, supplying PA systems to Lou Reed. We did Blondie. We did David Essex. We did Mott the Hoople, The Stranglers. I even produced a wonderful album by a punk band called The Vibrators. All wonderful period of time, right to the beginning of the 80s. And then I decided I'd had enough. But here I am back doing it again now with my own little album out called Shallow and Deeper. So I'm back into music at the age of 80. You never know, it still might happen.
You know, Robin, it's about 9 years ago that we first met, and here we are all that time later, and we're still talking about and listening to the Presidents. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and we're going to close out this week's episode with yet another tune that has a bit of an interesting story to it. You guys recorded a song that was co-written by Sonny Bono, of Sonny and Cher fame, a great little rocker titled She Said Yeah, and that ended up on the Rolling Stones' December's Children album. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys recorded that tune at some point in 1965. Whatever happened to that track?
Glenn heard our version of She Said Yeah, which we recorded and he handed to Decca, and we never heard a Dicky Bird until 2018, when I had an email from Los Angeles saying it had been found and released that tune. Fantastic. After 53 years, there we are. I managed to get the band back together, put a video together on YouTube. So there we are, 53 years late, but all very happy. Thanks very much.
Thanks again so much for this, Robin. I really appreciate you taking the time out to get together, and hopefully we'll meet round the pub for more pints next time Jan and I are over there.
Hey, Bruce, thanks ever so much for this. Let's hope a few people enjoy it. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this special on the Presidents, and we're closing out with their lost recording of She Said Yeah from 1965. We'll be back next week for another great show here on What About Us on the Peninsula Station, Radio Sydney.
The station with the happy difference.
She said yeah. She said yeah. She said yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, baby, I wanna make love to you too. You know I got the feeling in my soul. You know I love no one above you. Come on, baby, just let me love you. Yeah. She said yeah. She said yeah. Driving me crazy, I feel so insane. It's you I miss, child, I wanna kiss ya. Come on, baby, don't treat me like this. She said yeah. She said yes. She said yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She said yeah.